Here's your money briefing for Friday, February 3rd. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Much of the past year has been an uphill climb for some American consumers. With their savings nearly depleted and expenses eating a big chunk of their paycheck, many are turning to their 401k to help make ends meet.
In 2022, we saw pretty high inflation, and towards the end of the year, we saw some other signs of economic distress from consumers, including rising credit card balances.
The cash sitting in your 401k can be a saving grace, but what are the penalties from any early withdrawals? And what alternatives should you consider before taking money out? We'll talk to Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson about that after the break.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.
More Americans are tapping into their 401k and retirement funds for financial emergencies. What's causing them to draw funds that they might need in their later years? And what questions should they be asking before hitting the withdraw button? WSJ retirement reporter Ann Turgeson joins us with more. Hey, Ann, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Ann, what are 401k plan providers telling you in terms of how many people are tapping into their retirement funds?
So, Vanguard, which is a very large record keeper for 401k plans, they're telling me that hardship withdrawals, which people can take in situations, in certain situations that meet the definition of an economic hardship, that those hit a record level in 2022. Granted, it's only 2.8% of the 5 million people in 401k plans at Vanguard that took these, but that 2.8% actually represents a record level for Vanguard, and that's up from 2.1% in 2021.
So aside from withdrawals made during retirement, why do people typically tap into their 401k?
So in cases involving economic hardships, about half of the people who take them are typically trying to avoid either eviction or foreclosure. And another 15% are paying medical bills, with another 10% paying college tuition. And that data is from another 401k record keeper.
So what's driving those percentages you mentioned, the percentages of people making withdrawals to these record numbers?
You know, Vanguard is citing a couple different factors behind the numbers. One we can get to later that involves Congress loosening restrictions on taking these withdrawals. Another one being that in 2022, we saw pretty high inflation. And towards the end of the year, we saw some other signs of economic distress from consumers, including rising credit card balances, probably also tied to high inflation, and declining savings rates, so that there, you know, there is some thought that this is likely an indication, another indication that consumers are under stress if they're taking early withdrawals from their retirement accounts. There's also been a wave of layoffs, especially in recent months, that may be causing people to take money out of their retirement accounts early.
So what restrictions do people face who make early, you know, non-retirement withdrawals?
There's a couple different ways you can withdraw money before retirement. I think the most common one that people use is 401k loans. And in that case, you know, what you're really doing is borrowing money from your account and you're paying yourself back with interest. But when it comes to hardship distributions, you really only can take them for the reasons that the plan permits, which often conforms to the reasons that the IRS allows, you know, again, you know, to prevent things like foreclosure and eviction, to pay medical bills, to pay funeral expenses. These are considered sort of emergency reasons why people are permitted to tap into their 401ks early. Again, when you take money out of a traditional 401k account, you're going to have to pay income taxes. And often, if you're younger than 59 and a half, you're going to have to pay a 10% penalty too. So people need to, you know, think that it's not just about taking the money out to pay for their emergency expense. They also need to cover the income taxes that are going to be due on that.
But some of these rules and restrictions have been loosened a bit, right?
Right. Congress used to require people who wanted to take a hardship distribution to first take a 401k loan. And then if the loan didn't satisfy their need, they were permitted to then take a hardship distribution. when the law changed in 2019, Congress said, you know, you don't have to take a loan first. You can just go straight to a hardship distribution. Also in 2019, Congress allowed people, previously they had said that you could only take out the money that you contributed. Starting in 2019, they also gave people access to earnings on their contributions and some of the employer contributions as well.
Now, we've talked before about how Congress removed a lot of the penalties, and there were steep penalties for when people take money out. But didn't they remove those penalties in 2020? Well, what's the scenario now?
So in 2020, during the pandemic, Congress enacted a law that gave people kind of special access to their 401k funds in case they needed them. And it was up to $100,000. And they waived a 10% penalty on those withdrawals that normally would apply when you take money out of a 401k prior to age 59 and a half. So anyway, after 2020, that law lapsed and people could no longer get access, which was pretty easy access to up to $100,000 penalty free. Now, if you take money out, if you take a hardship distribution, most of those hardship distributions, not only are you going to have to pay income tax on that distribution when you take it, but if you're younger than 59 and a half, you will have to take the 10% penalty. They're not really waiving it. So it's a bit of a hodgepodge at this point. But when it comes to hardship distributions from 401k accounts for things like evictions and foreclosures, et cetera, the 10% penalty typically still applies. Although, not to overcomplicate things, but with IRAs and 401ks, there can be some differences on when the 10% penalty applies.
And even with that hodgepodge of penalties, the fact that the cash is there can be really a saving grace for people who might be in financial dire straits. But financial advisors say that taking withdrawals from a retirement account really should be a last resort. What do they say people should consider before taking money out?
Yeah, it's a bit of a dilemma. You know, if you're facing eviction or foreclosure, arguably, as one person said to me, yes, you might have this pot of money, and maybe that pot of money, you're going to need to rely on that in 20, 30, 40 years. But, you know, if you're facing the loss of your home and the roof over your head next month, then, you know, there can be very strong arguments to take that money. People argue that in many cases, people should consider taking a loan before they take a hardship distribution, because with a loan, you pay yourself back and you pay yourself back out of payroll contributions. So your employer will set that up automatically. That said, if you don't have room in your budget to repay a loan, you know, then you might really have no choice but to take a hardship distribution if it's a compelling, you know, if it's an emergency that's critical. So there's a lot of different factors to consider, but at least people should look into taking a 401k loan before they default to taking a hardship distribution.
So besides going to your 401k in your retirement account, are there other options that people could consider?
It depends on what your alternatives are. I mean, if your alternative is between taking a 401k loan or a hardship distribution, or taking out high-interest credit card debt, you'd really have to think very carefully before putting something on a credit card that you're not sure you can pay off. I mean, that can have ramifications for your credit score, which that can cause other financial problems down the road. So, you know, I think people in this situation should seek out advice, ideally, before, you know, making any quick decisions.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal retirement reporter Ann Turgeson. Ann, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.